Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and blessed this morning to be with you as we move forward in God's word. And it is, say it with me, y'all, it is a great word this morning. It is a great word. Whew, I'm feeling young today. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just got to tell yourself, I'm feeling young today. I'm feeling good today. I'm feeling great today. I'm feeling filled with the Spirit today. And it is going to be a great day. Hallelujah. We got to start speaking into existence those things that we want and the things that we need. Hallelujah. I'm speaking a great day. Looking out, the sun is shining. Yesterday was an awful, icky, rainy day, but today is a good day, and I'm going to clean my car. Hallelujah. So I'm just thanking God, hallelujah, for his grace and his mercy, and that he chose to clean us up, that he chose to wash us, that he chose to anoint us, that he chose to give us his son. And it is by the blood of Jesus that washes away all our sins. So thank God this morning that you have a new day, that he gave you a do-over, that he gave you an opportunity to be better today than you were yesterday. So keep that hope in your heart and a smile on your face, because we are all God's children. As Job says in our word this morning, though he slay me, even when we're going through, and Job even went so far, even so, I will defend my own ways before him. You know, but our ways are not his ways. And we got to be careful talking like, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. We can do nothing without God. And nothing can happen to us unless the Lord allows it. The word of God tells us, I will never leave you or forsake you. And we got to stand on that word. So stand on his word this morning. Stand on his promises. And let's get started. Father God in heaven, we thank you this morning for this beautiful day, Lord God. We thank you this morning for the rain. We thank you this morning for the sunshine. We thank you this morning for the cool breeze. We thank you this morning for waking us up, oh God, clothing our right mind. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, this morning for giving us food to eat and clothes to wear. Lord God, we thank you this morning for dressing the birds and the feeding the birds and dressing the flowers of the field. Lord God, we thank you this morning for your son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Father God, we are grateful that you gave us another opportunity for a new day, God. But you didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did. Lord God, I lift up all those that are traveling the highways and byways going to work, oh God. I lift up all those that are having to live paycheck to paycheck. Lord God, I ask for financial blessings over them all. Father God, for you are a provider. And you said you will never forsake us, God. I'm standing on that word, God, that you will not forsake those that are in need, the homeless, the helpless, the addicted, the ones that are not in the right mind, God. I ask you to protect them from hurt, harm, or danger from themselves or others. Father God, I ask you to watch over our children. Protect them from those that would exploit them or hurt them in any way. Lord God, we lift up our children today, for they are the future, God. Let our kids see the best of us and not the worst of us. Father God, I'm praying for my nation as I pray for others. Lord God, help us to be better. Help us not to be a divided nation, but a united nation. Who we are trusting, God. Let it not just be words on paper, but let it be words in our heart. In God, I trust. In God, we trust. Lord God, let it not just be something we say, a slogan, but let it be our heart. Let it be in our heart. Let it be in our mind. Let it be in our spirit. For your word says that we should love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind. So, Father God, I ask you to guide me in this word today. I ask you, Father God, to increase as I decrease. And, Father God, I ask you to give a spirit of sameness, a spirit of you, and those that will want to do wrong because they are working in the spirit of idolatry. Lord God, we ask you to remove all idols from our hearts, from our minds, and from our spirit. Idols that include people, places, things, and money. Lord God, for you said in your word that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. So, Father God, we are asking you to change mindset. As I decrease again, Father God, I ask you to increase the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart, O God. Be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. But, Father God, you are my strength. You are my strength. You are the strength that wakes me up in the morning. You are the strength that gets me through my day. You are the strength that tells Arthur, not today. And you tell writers she got to go. Lord God, I thank you for regulating my blood pressure. I thank you, Lord, for just taking me where I need to go to do what I need to do, to put a pip in my step. And so, Father God, that's my strength. I can only say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for waking me up this morning. Thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me a great word by Pastor Anthony. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for changing my mindset and giving me a reset. In Jesus' name, Lord God, you are my redeemer. And I can only say thank you again. I'm thankful. I'm grateful and I'm blessed to be used by you, to be called your daughter. In Jesus' name, amen. Giving honor to my daddy, God, who is of my strength and the strength of my life. Hallelujah. I could not do this without God. I couldn't do it without God. And I say thank you to the Most High. So let's get in our word this morning. And we're going to go in our normal direction today. And it is, our word is coming out of, it's coming out of Job. It's coming out of Romans. It's coming out of Psalms 94. So it's coming out of the 94th Psalm, starting at verse number 12 through 19. But we're going to start in Job this morning. We're starting in our Old Testament and working our way to the New. Moving forward. So let's get in the word. Did you get your Bible? Do you have your Bible? So this is Bible study. So you need your word. I am coming out of the Charles Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year Signature Series New King James Version. And again, this is my everyday disclaimer. I am not paid by In Touch Ministry. I'm not paid by Dr. Stanley. I am not paid by anyone. I am a child of God, and I do this because I love God. And we're going to take a quick break with some music. Give me just a moment. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Sometimes you just got to take a minute and have some time with yourself and God. And I do apologize because I thought that I left you with the music and not just air. So I had to take a very important call dealing with my health. So please keep me in your prayers because I am taking a minute to not have surgery. So I am praying for God's healing. So please keep me in your prayers. So anyway, we're not going to go down that road because I'm trusting God. And then I'm believing in the title of our lesson, Oh Lord, Your Mercy is Comfort to Light My Soul. And so I'm trusting the Lord this morning. So if you, hopefully everybody has had time to get their Bibles, and we are coming out of Job chapter 13 through chapter 14, verse 22. We are also coming out of Psalms, the 94th Psalm, verses 12 through 19, which is where our title is coming from. We are coming also out of Romans chapter 11. So let's get started, family. And the word of God in Job chapter 13 says, Behold, my eyes have seen all this. My ear has heard and understood it. What you know, I also know. I am not inferior to you, but I would speak to the Almighty, and I desire to reason with God. But you forgers of lies, you are all worthless physicians. Oh, that you would be silent. It would be your wisdom. Now hear my reasoning, and he the pleading of my lips, talk deceitfully for him. Will you show partiality for him? Will you contend for God? Will it be well when he searches you out? Or can you mock him as one mocks a man? He will surely rebuke you. If you secretly show partiality, will not his excellence make you afraid and the dread of him fall upon you? Your platitudes are proverbs of ashes. Your defenses are defenses of clay. Hold your peace with me and let me speak. Then let come on me what may. Why do I take my flesh in my teeth and put my life in my hands? Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Even so, I will defend my own ways before him. He also shall be my salvation, for a hypocrite could not come before him. Listen carefully to my speech and to my declaration with your ears. See now, I have prepared my case. I know that I shall be vindicated. Again, we say he is speaking it into the truth. It was the truth, and he was and will be vindicated. Come on now. Job had faith. Right along with trust, he had faith. Let's keep it moving. Who is he who will contend with me? If now I hold my tongue, I perish. Only two things do not do to me, then I will not hide myself from you. Withdraw your hand far from me, and let not the dread of you make me afraid. Then call, and I will answer, or let me speak, then you respond to me. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make me know my transgression and my sin. Why do you hide your face and regard me as your enemy? Will you frighten a leaf driven to and fro? And will you pursue dry stubble? Will you write bitter things against me and make me inherit the iniquities of my youth? You put my feet in the stocks and watch closely all my path. You set a limit for the soles of my feet. Man decays like a rotten thing, like a garment that is moth-eaten. And let's go back and hit upon a few life lessons from this word. And in Job 13 and 5, what you would be silent and it would be your wisdom. Very often, more frequently than we know, our best counsel and most helpful advice is to say precisely nothing. Even a fool is counted wise when he holds his peace. When he shuts his lips, he is considered perceptive. Proverbs 17:28. You know, we got to learn how to just be quiet. So many times we want to give our advice, and sometimes our advice is not needed. Sometimes we just need to shut up, keep our tongue behind our teeth, and listen. And I'm learning that. I'm learning to listen, and I thank God for that. Learning to just be quiet, because sometimes people just need to talk some things out in their mind and in their spirit, and they don't need our advice. They just need us to listen. Job 13:15, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. God is ever worth trusting all the way to the end, or he's not worth trusting at all. Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. John 6:68. We got to know. What do we say again? You have the words of it. Lord, to whom shall we? Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We stand on his word. We stand on his promise. Hallelujah. Keep God first in whatever you're doing. And watch him work in your life. Job, choosing to trust. Job 13:15. We just read it. Though he slay me, I will trust him. Job was a good and righteous man who walked in the ways of the Lord. In fact, his righteousness prompted God to say of him, there is none like him on the earth. God bless Job for his righteousness, so Job earned the title the greatest of all the people of the east. We read that in Job 1:3. Yet Job endured unspeakable suffering. Though he had done nothing wrong, he lost everything, his family, his wealth, his reputation, even his health. If that weren't enough, his wife and his friends offered him no real comfort. Job's friends told him that he had suffered because of some hidden sin in his life. Job is a stark biblical example of a fact we need to understand. Even those who are right before God suffer adversity. Again, God reigns on the just and the unjust. It snows on everybody. The good, the bad, and the ugly. If snow is coming, snow is coming. If rain is coming, rain is coming. If a flood is coming, a flood is coming. And it does not care where you live. We got to understand God does not show favorites. It's all. And understand, we don't know what that wicked person's blessing is. Because understand, our blessings are irrevocable. What God has for you is for you. It's irrevocable. Can't nobody take it. And can't nobody do you like Jesus. Hallelujah. And as we go back into this word, it says, Job is a stark, and I say it again, stark biblical example of a fact we need to understand. Even those who are right before God suffer adversity. Will we allow the suffering to tear down our faith or build it up? These are our only choices. In Job 13:15, Job says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job chose to place his complete faith in God, his Redeemer, throughout all of his difficult circumstances. Job 19:25-26. And I say today, whatever is going to happen in your life, and believe that whatever the situation, God's got you covered. I'm believing it. Hallelujah. I'm believing God. But whatever my health situation may be, God's got me covered. I'm believing that. Hallelujah. I'm believing that. That, not today. I am going to have a good day. Understand, whenever you have, I said, I'm having a good day, we're having an enemy throw some at you. But you know what? Not today. I'm still having a good day. And this is what the word says. And we're going to go on through. Man who is born a woman is a few days and full of trouble. He comes forth like a flower and fades away. He flees like a shadow and does not continue. Open your eyes on such a one and bring me to judgment with yourself. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one. Since his days are determined, the number of his months is with you. You have appointed his limits so that he cannot pass. Look away from him that he may rest. Till, like a hired man, he finishes his death. But there is hope for a tree. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again. And I got to put a pin right there. Because I had a tree that I cut down. The tree, parts of it was dead. And it was hollow on the inside, so we cut it down. But the stump didn't get pulverized. It stayed. Can you guess what? I have a new tree that is grown in the place of the one that was cut down. That stump sprouted again. And I have another tree in my yard. But there is hope for a tree, as it says. If it is cut down, that it will sprout again. And I say that is the truth. And that it is tender shoots will not cease. Though it is root may grow old in the earth. And its stump may die in the ground. Yet at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. But man dies and is laid away. Indeed, his breath, he breathes his last. And where is he? As water disappears from the sea and a river becomes parched and dries up, the man lies down and does not rise till the heavens are no more. They will not awake, nor be aroused from their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in the grave, that you would conceal me until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If a man dies, shall he live again? And we know the answer is all the days of my hard service, I will wait till my change comes. Hallelujah. Can I read that again? If a man dies, shall he live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait till my change comes. Are you waiting until your change is coming? You say, you shall call and I will answer you. You shall desire the work of your hands, but now you number my steps. But do not watch over my sin. My transgression is sealed up in a bag, and you cover my iniquity. But as a mountain falls and crumbles away, and as a rock is moved from its place, as water wears away stones, and as torrents wash away the soil of the earth, so you destroy the hope of man. You preserve forever against you change his countenance and send him away. His sons come to honor and he does not know it. They are brought low and he does not perceive it. But his flesh will be in pain over it and his soul will mourn over it. And life lessons from chapter 14 of Job. Job chapter 14 verse 4. Who can bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No one. We have no more power to turn our sins into righteousness than a leper can change its spot. Jeremiah 13:23. Yet Christ has the power to remove our sins and replace them with his holiness. If we will what? Trust him. Are you trusting God this morning? Job chapter 14, verse 14, if a man dies, shall he live again? A dead man will live again, but only they will live in God's presence. I got to say that again, and thank you, Dr. Sam. A dead man will live again, but only the saved will live in God's presence. He who believes in the Son has everlasting life, and he who does not believe the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abides on him. John 3:36. 94th Psalm verses 12-19. Blessed is the man whom you instruct, O Lord, and teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit is dug for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, nor will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment will return to righteousness, and all the upright in heart will follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity, unless the Lord has been my help? Woo! The Lord has been my help. My soul would soon have settled in silence if I say my foot slips. Your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up in the multitude of my anxious anxieties within me. You comfort, your comfort delights my soul. And I want to read that again. That just does something to me. Verse 18 through 19. So let's read that one more time. If I say my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. Sometimes we get to sliding off elsewhere. Sometimes we get to sliding from the light into the darkness by the hand and pulls us back into the light. It is God that removes us from darkness and puts us back into his marvelous light. If I say my foot slips, your mercy, O Lord, will hold me up. Be grateful that God has mercy on us. In the multitude of my anxieties within me, your comfort delights my soul. And when God gave me the word this morning, it said, oh Lord, your mercy and comfort delight my soul. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his comfort when we're going through. Because again, what does the enemy do? Says he wants to see what he can keep you still and destroy. Don't let him kill your faith. Don't let him destroy your hope in the future. You belong to God, and he loves you like that. I belong to God, and I know he loves me too. We got to know that we are his, and he has mercy on us and brings comfort and delight to our souls. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. And a word in our life lesson from the night before Psalms is, and it says, blessed is the man whom you teach out of your law, that you may give him rest from the day of adversity. In this verse, God gives us yet another reason to study his word. When we do, we may shorten the seasons of adversity that troubles us, perhaps by showing us how we may have contributed to the situation I have. I contributed to it. If some of it is, a lot of it is my own doing. We got to understand and accept the responsibility of our mess up. But what does the song say? When I mess up, I got to clean up. Hallelujah. We all got some cleaning up to do in our spiritual life and sometimes in our physical life. I know I got some cleaning up to do in both. Body, soul, mind, environment, we all got cleaning up to do. But then we know that our Daddy God has mercy on us, and he loves us, and he wants the best for us. Trust God today. Though he slay me, yet I will trust him. Job is giving us a word to think about. Oh, Lord, your mercy and comfort delight my soul. We got to speak it and mean it and believe it, that the Lord's mercy over that pain that you might have from arthritis, over that pinched nerve, over whatever's going on in your body, over the headaches, over the heartaches, over the situations that you might be in, understand that the Lord is the one that has mercy. It's the Lord that comforts us. It's the Lord that delights the Lord that gives us water of his word for our thirsty souls. Let's drink some more water this morning. Hallelujah. And the word of Romans chapter 11 says this. I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not cast away his people whom he foreknew. Or do you not know what the scripture says of Elijah? How he pled with God against Israel. Lord, they have killed your prophets and tore down your altars, and I alone am left, and they seek my life. But what does the divine response say to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to Baal. Even so then, at this present time, there is a remnant according to the election of grace, no longer of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace. But if it is of work, it is no longer great. Otherwise, work is no longer work. What then? Israel has not obtained what it seeks, but the elect have obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Just as it is written, God has given them a spirit of stupor, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear, to this very day. And David says, let their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a recompense to them. Let their eyes be darkened so that they do not see, and bow down their back always. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. And I'm going to read that again so that it makes sense. I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? Certainly not. But through their fall, to provoke them to jealousy, salvation has come to the Gentiles. Now, if their fall is riches for the world, and their failure riches for the Gentile, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry. If by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh and save some of them. For if their being cast away is the reconciling of the world, what will their acceptance be but life from the dead? But if the fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches were broken off, and you were being a wild olive tree, were grafted in among them, and with them became a partaker of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Do not boast against the branches, but if you do boast, remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. Bam. And this is what Dr. Stanley said, because that verse is our life lesson for Romans chapter 11. Verse 18, if you do both, remember that you do not support the root, but the root has to remember that they were being grafted into the covenant that God had given to Abraham, David, and the nation of Israel by God's mercy. Likewise, we must always remember that our faith has a context in history. Y'all hear me say all the time, let us read this or that scripture in context. Because we can take a scripture and take it out of context. But we want to make sure that whatever we do for God, we do it in context. And that's what Dr. Stanley tells us. Likewise, we must always remember that our faith has a context and history. We cannot be true students of the New Testament without also embracing the Old Testament. And that is why we read the Old and the New every day. because we want to make sure we're getting it in context. And when you have it in context, it makes more sense to you. Some, you have to look at the old to look at the new. You can't erase history and think that you're going to have a great future, because history unknown is history repeated. We got to understand that God is in control of everything. He's in control of everything. We got to trust God that he's got you covered, that he's got you covered from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and that he will not allow anything to happen to you because you belong to him. Let God work in your life. Let God show you his ways, and not always our ways. We got to follow God, not God follow us. Hallelujah. Let's get into our prayer for this morning. And I'm just excited, you know, that a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, has also come today. And so we're going to go with our word from our sister in Christ first, and then we will get into our prayer for today, and then it will be a wrap. And our word from Sister Carolyn this morning is this. Good morning. God will take what the enemy meant for bad and make it for your good. Have a triumphant Thursday. Hallelujah. As Job said, don't you slay me, I will trust you. His friends, you know, they were this side of his wife. You know, you must have did this, you must have did that. But Job was like, God will take what the enemy meant for bad and make it for your good. Everything that the devil did to Job, God made it for his good. And just remember, whatever the enemy is throwing at you, including that kitchen sink that you dug in and weaving, remember that God has given you agility to maneuver and to know that he has already got you, that you are covered. When it's storming, he has already given you your umbrella. When the waves are coming, he's already given you a good sturdy boat. Whatever your situation is, just know God has already got you covered. I'm trusting God for healing. I'm trusting God, whew, hallelujah, for restoration. This is my year of Jubilee, and I'm claiming it. 50 years ago, I got saved, and I'm claiming my year of Jubilee. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We got to start speaking what we believe God to do and what we need God to do. If it's in his will, it will happen. If it's not, it won't. Understand that. God's will shall be done. I'm trusting God today. And this is what our word says in our prayer this morning, which is coming out of Ephesians chapter 6, verse 16, ESV. Enough today, in all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, hallelujah, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. He's going to come at you. He always does. But just remember who you belong to. He can come if he wants. And the word says, all sufficient one in the Most High God. You provide me with everything I need in you. When I thought I had exhausted your help, you reached out and lifted me up. Woo! Showing me that you never fail. I will face every challenge with the confidence of your presence in me. I won't let discouragement cloud my vision of you, Lord, as I walk this life with you by my side. I will not fear falling further than your grasp. You keep me steady. Your arm supports me and gives me the strength I don't have on my own. In every situation, I will keep the armor of faith firmly fastened to my being. May I continue to lean into you, depending on your gracious mercy. Keep me safe when the arrows of the enemy are flying around me. You have faithfully come through more times than I can count, and I know you won't stop now. Ooh! I needed that prayer this morning. I don't know about you, but I can say I needed that. And the word for today is this: what does your faith provide you with today? And my faith provides me with hope that all is well. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, family. We're finished today. If there is anyone that has a word from God, the number to dial is 213-943-3597. Again, 97. If God has placed a word on your heart, call that number and push the number 1 on your phone and your line will be open. 213-943-3597. If you would like to speak, if God is giving you a word. But if not, we're going to keep it moving. And it is a wrap because I got to go to work. So thank you so very much, family, for joining me this morning in Bible study. Thank you for spending time in my meditation with me as I read the Word of God. We read the Word of God, and we move forward. Because when we move forward together, it works a whole lot better. So thank you so much, family. Have a great and blessed day. And as we pray our prayer, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. Enjoy your day. And don't let the enemy knock you off your square of praise. I'm going to praise God in the midst because I know in the end we win. Thank you so much, family. God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you. May he give you grace. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. Woo! It was good today, wasn't it? Thank you all. Be blessed.